Hello, this is Dave.
Hi Dave, this is Olivia with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry?
You know who I am?
No, I'm trying to look you up right now. Sorry?
I was returning your phone call. You were trying to reach me at a couple of my places of business, actually.
Okay. What was the name of your company?
Mammoth Mountaineering Supply.
Oh, yes. Hi. Yeah,
Hi.
I was trying to call you. Were you able to listen to my voicemail at all?
I think so. So you probably do factor loans.
So we have working capital and equipment financing.
Okay, what's the working capital all about?
So our working capital, basically what we can do is get you a loan that's basically 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. What are you looking to do right now?
Buy inventory.
Inventory for the holidays. Awesome. And are you guys all just like mountains, outdoor supply store?
Yeah, I also have a restaurant, so the retail store, I just got a factor loan from Can Capital
Okay, and how much was that for?
for $200,000.
Okay, for 200,000. Okay, and Kent Capital, what was like your payback on that?
1.5.
Okay, 1.5. Okay, and how long is your term?
12 months.
12 months, and you just got it like this month?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Okay, 1 month ago. What are your gross annual sales like?
About 3 million.
3 million. Okay, and then you say you also have a restaurant?
I do, and it does, and I haven't done one, and I'd like to do one on that
Okay.
business.
Okay.
So I just got started shopping around on that one.
Okay. Yeah. So what type of restaurant is it?
It's kind of a sports bar.
Oh, awesome. So like pub food, things like that.
Yeah.
How long has that been open for?
1 year.
1 year. And what is it called?
Monkey Bar?
Monkey Bar is. I want to look you guys up. And where is it located? Oh,
In Mammoth.
I
Mammoth,
found
Texas.
it. I found it on Yelp anyways. Okay, and so you guys have been open for 1 year now. And what are your gross annual sales looking like at the Monkey Bar?
I think about 600,000.
Okay. That's pretty good. And are you on pace for that this year?
Yeah, well, yeah, we've done 1 year. We're gonna crush it this winter, but
Nice. So what do you think that you guys are going to do this year?
probably about 750,000.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's definitely a good increase.
Yeah.
All right. And so I guess how much are you looking for Monkey Bar?
75,000.
Okay, 75,000. And what do you need the funds for?
Inventory.
Inventory, like alcohol, what type of inventory?
Yeah, alcohol, food.
Okay, alcohol, food. Okay, and so basically you just want to, I guess, kind of walk me through it. You want to get more alcohol, more food, just.
Just working capital.
Okay. Okay. And so, are you guys going to offer, put in any additions to your menu, anything like that?
Yeah, we're talking about opening for breakfast.
Oh, okay. Opening for breakfast. Awesome. And then are you guys going to do maybe like a brunch or anything? Do you already do a Sunday brunch?
We do, yeah. We don't call it brunch, but we're a sports bar, so we're open for football on Sundays.
Oh,
Or
okay.
specials.
Okay. Football on Sundays. Okay, so based on your gross annual sales, I mean, yeah, of being about 750 this year, we could definitely probably get you in the range of what you're looking for. How soon do you need the funds?
As soon as possible. I want to nail this down and just finish it.
That makes sense. Okay, so how long have you been considering the loan?
About a week now.
Okay, just a week. Perfect. And I guess, what do you think your return on investment's going to be? You're going to increase your alcohol, food. What are you looking at here?
If I borrowed 75,000, I'd probably profit. Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm gonna profit off it, like whatever. Put whatever you want.
I mean, you don't have like any vague idea of what you think you could do with that.
No.
Okay. What is your credit looking like right now? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My credit's great. It's at least 750.
Okay. Awesome. And how long? Oh, it's only been in business for 1 year. And so the overall health of the business, I know you guys are relatively new, but everything seems to be going well.
Yep.
Okay. And so have you gone to your bank yet?
I think it's kind of a conspiracy out there. I think even the banks, even B of A wants me to go to a factor loan.
Oh, really?
And I just bought my property. I bought the property, and moved my retail store into it. So my restaurant and my retail store are in the same property. And I bought that. Actually, what's today's date? My 1 year anniversary is in 2 days. I close that
Oh,
soon.
that's awesome. Okay.
So it's just
Well,
confusing for the banks. So
yeah, no, it is confusing for them. So you tried getting a loan with Bank of America and they basically told you no?
correct, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's really common. I mean, they're denying like 8 out of 10 people who apply, so I'm not really surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I think they wanted to sell me a factored loan too, so
Oh, okay. Do you know what their rates were like?
no.
Okay. So what would happen if you weren't able to get financing?
Nothing. What do you mean?
Oh, you don't have any other options, plan B?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Okay. Okay, so it wouldn't really have, or would it have an impact on your business?
If I didn't get it, no.
Okay. And so the inventory that you want, it's just for the sports bar. Do you want anything? And with Mammoth Mountaineering, you have the $200,000 factor loan right now with Kent Capital.
Right.
Okay. Can I put you on hold just 1 second? Okay, so Dave,
Yes.
so we could also probably do a loan for Mammoth Mountaineering as well on top of what you have right now. Like
On top of
it would be
Kent.
separate.
Okay. It's interesting, but not supposed to do that. Do two factor loans,
It
right?
wouldn't be a fact. So we have working capital. It's a little bit different. So a working capital program is it's an unsecured cash loan.
Okay.
And so we deposit it directly into your business bank account and it's we will give you total payback like a term total payback amount and you know what the loan amount is. And you don't have to if you don't feel comfortable doing two in one business, that makes sense and we could just focus on Monkey Bar.
Well, I can afford it, so I'm interested in it, and I'd like to, if it's got some advantages over factor loans. I don't like how expensive the factor loan is, and I don't like that I have to pay it all back before I can get another one. So basically, it's just a it's always just a band-aid. I run it.
So no, see, we don't do that. So we basically halfway through your loan, you have an option to renew, and then we can get you more money.
Okay, when you renew, do you have to pay off the old balance altogether, though, right?
I don't think so.
So let's say I borrowed $100,000 and my total payback was, I'm just making up numbers, $110,000.
Uh-huh.
And halfway through, I owed $55,000 still.
Yeah. We would just, I think we would just renew it. I can ask my manager really quick. Is that okay?
Sure.
1 second. Okay, yeah, so you don't have to pay back the remaining balance. We'll just add on to the remaining balance additional capital.
Okay. Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just works as a band-aid, and then by the end of the term, I'm, like, hurting for cash again. And,
yeah, and so
is
it...
All this money, and so the banks don't like it. It's like, it's just this recurring thing I've gotten myself into, but all is good. I can afford it, but I've got to do better.
Yeah,
so
no,
this is
I
the
definitely...
next step. That's great.
And so, is that like a monthly payment on that?
Daily.
Oh, it's a daily payment? Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely think we have programs that can get you exactly what you need. So with Mammoth Mountaineering, would you also want inventory for that as well?
Yep.
Okay, what type of inventory?
Sporting goods, clothing.
Okay, sporting goods, clothing. And do you have an idea of your return on investment with that?
100%.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really know what the answer to that question is.
No,
I'm
it's...
Really sure what that question is.
Yeah, basically
that
just like how
it
much money...
Math and,
yeah, how know. Much money do you think it'll make you? You know, if the clothes cost $10,000 and you're selling them for... I mean, yeah, selling them for a total of like $20,000. But yeah, no, I can see how it can get a little bit confusing with... the math involved. Okay. So what I can do for you is I'd like to go through with an application with you. What it would be is there would be two separate applications since they're two separate companies, but it's only a one-page application. So, and they're both under different separate federal tax IDs, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there'd be two applications, but both one page. And then I would need 6 months bank statements from both. So the business bank statements. And then the first two pages of your 2015 business tax return for each business. And then 4 months of merchant processing statements. And then
okay.
So what we would do from
can
there
you
is...
email me that request?
Yes. What is the best email for you?
Dave
mm-hmm.
at... mammothgear.com, MammothGear.com.
Dave at mammothgear.com, perfect. Yeah, I'll email you everything that we need, and then we can kind of go step by step from there. But it's a really simple process. I mean, once I get everything in, I can let you know within a day or two exactly what you would be approved for, and then we can go through the numbers with you and see if it makes sense. And obviously, I wouldn't want to over-leverage you, so we can, you know, talk about the factor loan that you have now, what we're offering you, and see if it would make financial sense for you to take it out, you know. So I would never want to put you in a bad position.
Okay. Are you guys in San Diego?
Yeah, we're in San Diego. Mm-hmm.
Cardiff, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be gone. I have until Monday, so I can work on this even today if you get me that request. I can probably send that back to you in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'll send it to you right
and
now.
And I'm leaving Tuesday morning. I'll be out of touch until the following Monday.
Okay, yeah, if you get it back to me today, then I can let you know. You said on Tuesday, give you a call, or on Wednesday?
Well, I'll be gone Tuesday morning.
Okay. You'll be gone Tuesday morning.
I'm driving to LAX, so I'll be available by phone while I'm driving most of the way, but...
Okay. So maybe what would Wednesday be the best day to contact you?
Monday would be the best day. But
oh, okay, Monday. Oh, yeah, I can give you a call on Monday for sure.
I'm on vacation on Wednesday. I'd rather not.
And then, so is this number the best number to reach you?
7. My cell phone will be better.
Okay, what is that phone number?
760-937-1492.
1492. Perfect. All right, I'll send you this over right now, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye.
Bye.